That sign says, "Welcome home, Ivan. 351st, our heroes. Ocala loves you."
Thousands turned out at Veterans Park in Ocala to welcome home the 351st Military Police Company from Iraq. Patriotic music, flyovers, police escorts, and flags greeted the troops who participated in a parade through downtown Ocala before marching in formation down the streets by the park. Ann Carson was just one of the many lining the streets. Her son, Specialist William Carson, is still in Iraq for another 4 months. She proudly wore a shirt he mailed to her that arrived on Wednesday.
The shirt you have on says,
"Operation Freedom Iraq."
And you got it just yesterday.
Yes. It's a miracle, you know. And for these boys to come home, it's great. Those boys are over there fighting for our lives. And girls, women. Here they come. God bless America and our troops.
Audrey Mulkey had a lot to cheer about. Her son Nathaniel and daughter-in-law Jacqueline Mulkey and cousin Cornelius Green were all returning with the 351st. She greeted the troops when they first flew into the United States.
And I just prayed for them to get home safe. And when I saw the plane come down up at Hunter's base we were leaving, you just don't know the feeling. I said, they are home. They're not in Florida, but they're home.
Did you cry? Did you cheer? What'd you do?
Oh, I just hugged them. God, I just couldn't let go. And today it will be just probably the same way. With everybody coming home, I am so happy.
Two others in the crowd were dressed in their Army uniforms. Specialist Daniel Abbott was with the 351st in Iraq from last February through early October. That's when he came home on medical leave after a Humvee accident in Iraq. Abbott sat with the families of the troops and says the U.S. has an important mission in Iraq.
Yeah, we're just doing what the Army needs us to do. No regrets.
Do you think the people there are really welcoming the United States compared to some of the reports we keep hearing?
I think overall, from what I saw, a lot of the people are glad you're there. A lot of them are, especially the women and children.
Sergeant William Elwood from Flora Home served with the 351st when they went to Bosnia. He's been with the unit since 1997. Although he didn't go on this mission, he agrees with Specialist Abbott about the role of the U.S. in Iraq.
I'm just one guy here in the States hearing what I'm being told, too. I mean, if what's true, if what's going on over there is true, what they've said, well, I'd much rather have someone try and come over and help me if it was happening to me. You know, there's no two ways about it. I'd rather live this way than the way I've heard they live. So can't do nothing but get better for them, I guess. It's going
to
get rough.
The trip to Ocala by bus was one of great anticipation. Traveling on the bus from Fort Stewart in Georgia to Ocala, the soldiers were amazed at the public outpouring of support. Staff Sergeant McBain of Jacksonville said of all his homecomings, Thursday's was the best.
I was in Desert Storm, and this is even better than that. So, and I've heard nothing but good news about Ocala. I'm stationed with the detachment up in Jacksonville, but I've been looking forward to this.
For Sergeant Robert Branch, reuniting with his wife Jennifer Lee is a time to put thoughts of war aside and have some fun.
She's waiting for me, and we're going to go ride some roller coasters after this. We're going to leave tomorrow morning. We're going to go ride roller coasters and try to ride Mountu 15 times in a row if we can, to break our previous record.
Private First Class Virgil Lanford believes the U.S. citizens would be supportive of the military efforts in Iraq if they experienced the abject poverty most citizens there endure.
People in this country don't see how people over there have to live and the fear they have to live in. If they could see that firsthand, I believe they'd have a change of heart on what we do.
Ocala City officials praised the 351st unit.
Ocala and Marion County, we are so proud to have our troops home, the 351st MP Company. Now let's hear a real cheer. At this time, it's a great honor for me to welcome and introduce our mayor for the city of Ocala, Mayor Gerald Ergel. Men and women of the 351st, speaking for the people of Ocala and Marion County, I can't tell you how proud I am to be here today to welcome you home. but we stand here today with mixed emotions. There is much joy in our community as you return home. We're glad that you once again are a part of us and will be returning to your civilian lives. But we grieve with you over the loss of your fallen comrades. Our hearts go out to their families. We know that there is still much work to be done in the Mideast, but you have done your part, and it is a job well done.
Even the company commander, Major Tim Conley, had words of honor for his troops.
The 351st MP Company leaves Iraq with a great legacy, overcoming great obstacles, including two extensions, a determined enemy, insurgents and terrorists, roadside bombs, and the loss of two of our fallen warriors, heroes. The 351st Company has seen it all, has been to hell and back, and stuck together through it all. Through the heat and the sand, through the pain and the death, you pulled each other through, 351. As your commander, I continue to be humbled by the greatness of each and every one of you. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Following the ceremony, doves were released and a special monument unveiled, followed by a private dinner for troops and their families as they go back to life in North Central Florida. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.